want your present chest hairy man. Go look in room with many seats where plenty watch and wonders teach.
Biggest room?
The auditorium.
The auditorium!
Which one, though?
She said the biggest room, so let's go to the biggest auditorium.
Well, time's a waste, and I want to leave this place already.
Thank you, kind lady.
Friends call me Kachaka Wachaka.
Thanks.
Soon, the four young students have arrived at the auditorium, where they are greeted by an oddly familiar face.
Welcome to final part of adventure. You, chest hairy man. You want gift for your loved one, yes? No problem. I have in my pocket. All you have to do is make entertainment. You need perform play. Special play. Don't worry, it's short. Tradition where I come from.
I'm not exactly a performer, but I'll do what it takes.
No, all of you.
What?
Yes, I have roles prepared. Here are your lines. You girls will play Haras and Nimrak, fighting mother and daughter on Christmas Eve.
Great.
What do I do? I'll sing, I'll tell jokes, I'll tap dance.
You play mute orphan boy who is sleeping for whole play.
Oh. Okay.
And you, only real actor, you play main part of man who is lonely man who finds comfort in spending Christmas Eve with friends. You also narrate. You connect with audience, make them laugh, make them cry. It's important to my people.
The grey lady points to the seats in the auditorium that are filled with whatchawannacallums, old and young, eager to see their play performed live.
Can you do?
I don't.
Yes, he can.
Great. I give you hour to prepare.
Perfect.
Peter!
Look, you may think you can't do this, but I know that you can. You can hate me for this now, but you'll thank me later. Trust me. And most importantly, trust yourself.
I'd never hate you. But you f*** real bad.
The four actors separate to go over their lines until Jamie is joined by Sarah in a more private corner outside the auditorium.
Hey, Jamie, can I talk to you for a second? I know we basically just met tonight, and this is none of my business, but I think Peter made the right choice. You're a great actor slash entertainer. Remember back in episode 7, when you called me a tramp so I could get cheese, but then you got your present back instead? That was amazing. Oh, and don't worry about the food. I'm still hungry like Galactus, but according to the script, I'll get to eat a cookie on stage later.
Hungry like who?
Devourer Worlds? Big purple guy?
Ah, it doesn't ring a bell.
Never mind. My point is, you got skills. Use them. I mean, we also need the presents if we ever want to leave this place and return to our regular lives and not be trapped eternally on a Christmas market that doesn't supply us with regular food or vital items, but, you know, no pressure, mate.
Well, I guess you're not wrong about my skills. But look at how much stuff I have to remember. It's what we talked about on the merry-go-round. I'm not really good at focusing on things. I'm not one of those studious English students like Peter. I'm just doing my extracurricular at your department. I'm trying my damnedest to get by. I'm just so easily distracted. Have you always had green eyes, by the way?
So what if you don't remember every single line in detail? What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, here we go. Last semester, I was in a production of Waiting for Godot as Vladimir, and at some point, I forgot my line. No, all my lines. And all I could do was to walk off stage. That was 1 year after I completely messed up my production of Macbeth by going full on Daniel Day-Lewis. I thought that was it. But no! They were willing to give me a second chance and I just f***ing screwed it up again. I've never been so embarrassed, Sarah. I don't know if I can deal with that level of anxiety again.
Oh, Jamie, that sounds really embarrassing.
It sure was. And now, to my complete humiliation, they give me a third chance. Hamlet, one of the biggest f***ing roles you could ever imagine. I turned it down, of course. Don't get me wrong, I love acting. It's the only thing I ever want to do. But a main character is just too much responsibility. And too many lines.
Look, Jamie, there are so many people out there that think that I'm the smart girl who has her shit together, but I forget stuff all the time. I even forgot that I already knew Carmen. But that doesn't mean you should give up. You know what I find works best when you're stuck somewhere?
The library?
Improvisation. I honestly don't think it matters what you say out there, as long as you say something.
I don't know if that's, the best option.
It's how I almost passed my last three exams. And the rest of my life. What I want to get at is, try not to put yourself in a box. Try to see the script as a guideline, not a rule book. I'll admit that this may not work for Hamlet, but it's worth a try. And don't forget, the world's a stage, and your friends are in the first row cheering for you.
Thanks, Sarah. I think that actually helps.
And for the grand performance, tune in again tomorrow.
You're back!
Who's back?
You are, from your self-doubt. I'm so proud of you. I'll just go over there to definitely not talk to a disembodied voice.
Sure.
You're back!
I'm back. Tell you what, Sarah, I really needed that. I floated over the ocean for a bit and draped myself around a mountain for a few decades, and it did wonders for my feeling of inner peace.
Inner peace. I think you just gave me an idea.
Wonderful. Then I will see all of you wonderful creatures tomorrow. Peter Fitzgerald was played by Max Liebetreu. Jamie Resnick was played by Dominic Padelter. Sarah Fan was played by Tamara Payer. Carmen Gatto was played by Luise Marie Prack. Professor Grühler was played by Charlotte Zerz.
Kachaka Wachaka was played by Alexandra Mewitz.
The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The harp was played by Carrie Whitman.
This episode was written by Philip Kreuss.